Arizona voters handily defeated Prop 305 last month, blocking a state law that would have expanded Arizona's Empowerment Scholarship account, sometimes referred to as vouchers. But the law was only on the ballot because a new group called Save Our Schools Arizona formed and gathered volunteers to collect more than 100,000 signatures to refer it. So now that the election is over and Save Our Schools won, what's next for the group? I sat down recently with two of its co-founders, Beth Lewis and Dawn Penich Thacker, to talk about that, and started by asking Lewis about plans for the future.
Well, I mean, we won Prop 305, the no vote, by 2-1 margin. It was obviously a very clear mandate to the representatives who were elected to represent Arizona voters that Arizona voters want to support public education, and we reject voucher schemes. And so, unfortunately, there are still a lot of voucher schemes on the books in Arizona, and we have a very clear agenda to start chipping away at those other programs that are taking money out of our public schools.
Dawn, do you get the sense that the message that Beth just outlined is a message that state lawmakers here have heard?
Whether lawmakers have heard it or not, that will be interesting to see. It sometimes feels when they're campaigning like they've heard it. And then, you know, we wait to see what bills they introduce and what they really vote on to see whether it sunk in or not. But, you know, I think that one of the reasons that Save Our Schools and this massive volunteer effort was able to be successful is because all of this bad bill, these privatization efforts happened in the landscape of a underfunded public education system. And the November election hasn't changed that. So because that is still the reality, there will still be work to do. And, you know, when we were out there all across the state talking about this, we had two main kind of points that we really connected with voters on, and that was transparency and accountability and public education funding. And so when we look ahead, what's next for Save Our Schools Arizona, given that we're all volunteers, what do volunteers want to do? Because they're not being paid to do it. I think that everything we do is going to continue to be in those two pots, accountability and transparency of tax dollars, and getting some resources to the public schools that a million kids are in and that our entire state depends on.
In terms of deciding sort of how you're going to move forward, how big of a challenge is it to keep that volunteer network together? I mean, you guys formed over a kind of a specific issue, and I would imagine that in the broad political spectrum, not everybody agrees on everything or even anything else.
It has been interesting just to look at, you know, you have a win, and then how many people have been coming to us and saying, we want you to work with us on this thing or on that thing. And it's a huge compliment, and many of them are things that we want to work on. But I think we are, you know, I think one of the other reasons that Save Our Schools was successful is because we kind of filled a gap that didn't exist. You have, you know, the teachers' unions advocating for a certain slice of the pie. You have the charter school community advocating for certain slices of the pie. But not a lot of people were paying attention to these private school vouchers. But they are tax dollar funded, and they are our kids and our neighbors and our communities. And so I think that that's a nice kind of beacon or guiding light for us.
So, Beth, when other organizations or groups come to you and say, hey, we would love to partner with you on X, how do you sort of evaluate whether that is something that you want to do and that you think your members would want to do?
I mean, we've always expressed a willingness to work with anybody and everybody who's bringing something to the table that will benefit our public schools. But I think we've been successful because we've been so laser focused, not only on Prop 305, but on educating the public about, you know, the dangers of school privatization and the way that that comes at an expense of public schools. And so at this point, I think our volunteers and our entire network really count on us to stay laser focused on those issues. And so I think we feel a little bit of, you know, a responsibility to do that. So while we may work alongside some groups, our main issues are not really going to change.
Do you think that's sort of what happened with the Dirty Money campaign, where you guys lent your support to it and ultimately were not able to collect enough signatures to get on the ballot? Was it maybe too far outside of what the group was originally formed to do that maybe there wasn't quite as much enthusiasm behind it that made it fall a little bit short?
I think we learned a lot from that effort. You know, we were helping that out. We weren't the folks running it. And again, with volunteers, they have to believe in what you're asking them to do, because otherwise they have 10 other things that are more attractive than standing in the heat. But if I may, I wanted to return to one other thing that I think kind of speaks to how Save Our Schools will decide where to use our political capital or what we want to do next. I think another secret to our success is not a secret at all. It's that we broadcast from day one, whether you call it nonpartisan or all partisan, that we were not beholden to any political party. And we feel really strongly about continuing to be that way. We want to work with Democrats, Republicans, private schools, charter schools, families that are using the existing ESA vouchers, families that would like to see them disappear. We want to have conversations with absolutely everyone, because I think that's how regular people like us are.
Well, is it tempting at all to maybe bring on, for example, consultants, or, you know, sort of move in a direction now that you have this political capital? You know, is it, do you sort of have to fend off the temptation to move in maybe a direction that isn't what you were formed to do or anything like that, sort of maybe become, for lack of a better word, sort of professional politicians or professional lobbyists or something like that?
Yeah, I think we've all felt that pressure, particularly in the last few weeks. And I think there's a bit of a resistance to it amongst our kind of leadership circle, because we've been so successful doing what we do, which is, you know, engaging volunteers and keeping it grassroots. And so there's kind of this reluctance to professionalize. I mean, to a certain extent, of course, you know, we're on panels, we're meeting with business leaders, we're doing that higher level work, but we're doing it in a really genuine way. And our root is still fighting for kids.
Dawn, is there any feeling among members of Save Our Schools Arizona that you'd like to maybe get into the proactive side of trying to get bills sponsored as opposed to just trying to knock down what you see as bad ones?
That is absolutely what we feel like we want to get into. We kind of think of ourselves as maybe having like a two prong. So, you know, kind of ready and now experienced at how to fight a bad bill if it comes to that. But also we want to, you know, we feel like we also have good ideas, and we actually are. We are working right now to kind of draft those up, continue to learn about how that process works, because, again, we're not, you know, longtime political operatives. And so it's a little bit reminiscent of our days of starting where we Googled how to refer a law. Now it's how do you write a bill, you know? So, yeah, and I think that those two buckets that I talked about, increasing public education funding and increasing accountability and transparency, are where we will continue to do our proactive ideas.
Beth, have you heard from legislators or other lobbyists who are seeking your support for things or your endorsement on particular items, given that you've had this success?
Yes, we get requests daily, and it's been really wonderful to be involved in the process. But like I mentioned earlier, it seems like more often than not, we have to say, well, yes, we would love to partner with you on this, but that's not going to be our main gist. So,
do either of you feel like this is a moment that you sort of have to seize the juice you have, the political capital you have, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, a year from now, you might not have all of what you have now coming off as an electoral success, and that you really need to be thoughtful and careful about what your next step is to maximize your efficacy?
Yes. We literally had the conversation this morning about, you know, we can't try to be all things to all people, because we want to do what we do well. And if we dilute that, then we're not going to do that well. We're not going to serve the kids and the families and the schools that we say that we're working for. So we're trying to be really careful about that.
Yeah, I think that we're at a really historic moment, and the entire nation was watching this battle and they saw this victory. And so it's not just in Arizona. The entire country is kind of watching and waiting to see what we do next and seeing if we can kind of take Arizona as, you know, the phoenix from the ashes and say, can we build up an amazing school system for our children from nothing? And, you know, I think we're ready for that challenge, but it's a grave responsibility.
I think it's a natural kind of human thing that happens that after an election, especially in our case, you know, a Save Our Schools volunteer is now the top schools chief in the state. Kathy Hoffman circulated petitions with us in 2017. So there's a little bit of risk of the education community saying like, oh, we have an advocate in the office. This is great. But I think another thing that we'll try to do is make sure that people do realize that we had some great accomplishments. We stopped some bad drains to funding, but there is work to do. And so that's something that we'll be working on.
Yep. All right. Dawn Panich Thacker and Beth Lewis are among the co-founders of Save Our Schools Arizona. Thanks to you both for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.